T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We should make this the intro music every day. It's very dramatic. You just know something big is going to happen after this song plays.
I love this song.
Here comes Dave.
I had one of those song. When I first started. You know the song Raise a Little Hell? Mm-hmm. Raise a Little Hell. That was my opening theme, which is the biggest douchebag thing.
Yeah, kind of.
Ever in radio. Like,
I dig it.
My voice is already not a radio voice. I have a pretty high male voice. And back then, it was about like this. And I'm like, okay, welcome to the Dave Glover Show. We're going to raise a little hell here. So, 20 years next year. 20 years.
20 years of raising hell.
That's stupid.
Man.
That's nuts.
In 20 more years, you're going to sound amazing.
No kidding. Where did the guy get those pipes? In 20 years after that, it'll just be a death rattle.
Dave Glover, Joe.
That's the Dave Glover death rattle brought to you by Michael's Flooring, where you're going to get the best deals on flooring every day. I regret nothing. Oh, man.
Michael's been advertising with me since his grandfather started the business.
No kidding. No kidding. Yeah, I wonder about that. I obviously wonder about that because it's what I do for a living. But, like, do I have 5 more years? 10? 20? Like, relevancy. Because if my... I don't think in... let's say that I did it... Okay, next year's 20 years. So let's say I did another 10 years. So I'm 65. I don't think 22-year-olds are going to adopt, hey, I love this 65-year-old guy. His sense of humor. But hopefully, like, the people who are now 40 listening would stick. Hope.
You said you had some kids at QT that were, what, 20 or less?
18, yeah.
They were like, hey, I love the show. You know, they haven't been listening for 20 years. That's they haven't even point. Been alive for 20 years.
That's a good point. I would still be watching Letterman.
Yeah, I mean.
If he were on.
I'm trying to think. There are other show hosts. Howard Stern is a lot older than you, and there are 20-year-olds that listen to him.
Yeah, very true.
So, yeah, there are older hosts that have young audiences. Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, look at him. All the kids love him.
He's the leader.
He's out there hitting softballs out of the park yesterday.
No kidding. You need to adopt socialism.
He's the world's oldest millennial.
No human has ever looked more like Mr. Burns than he did yesterday. Like, I really thought when he hit that softball, he might fall down, like, backwards.
Yeah, his arm broke.
Yeah, he looks older.
It's broken again.
He looks older in his...
Yes, the like, more, like, you might as well just break dance.
And his street clothes.
Yeah,
do
some popping and locking.
He walks up to the bass with, like, parents don't understand.
Yeah, play some hip hop.
Thinking that's a new modern song that kids are into.
Some of that. Play some of that DJ Jazzy Jeff. Mm-hmm.
Fellow teens, we know how it is, right?
We were talking, first of all, Tony, spent about an hour recording today, looking through the glass at the Annie Fry Show.
Yeah.
You spent more time on your head than your feet.
Saw some headstands, didn't you?
I did. What's going on there?
I don't even remember how it came up.
Spontaneous headstanding?
Yeah, something about headstands.
Doesn't seem like the hallmark of
the
Annie Fry Show.
The lady that got thrown out of the Cardinal game last night for doing headstands on the seat.
Didn't hear about it.
Was she drinking?
She's been doing it since 1985.
Kicked her out?
Well, so I don't know. I've never heard of this.
Okay, that's enough.
She's an obscurest part of the stadium.
I have never heard of the headstand lady. She claims that she's been doing it since 1985. They did a story on one of the news stations last night about her and how that's how she celebrates home runs, by doing a headstand on the seat.
Yeah,
and
she's kept
somebody
in secret.
Said something about headstands and...
Sounds like something a crazy lady would say.
Yeah. And then, they have video of her doing it.
Oh.
Over the years?
No, I think only one. Oh, I think, like, she did one.
Yeah,
she's making
cameras.
The whole thing up.
Yeah.
She did.
Lady, we got to get you out of here. I've been doing this since 1985.
Well, she said that no one complained, and I guess there were police near her, and they were fine with it, but the ushers made her leave.
No, ushers.
She's right. She looks good doing the headstand. Good for you, girl. I see. The people around her love it. They're like, hell yeah.
I wouldn't love it.
I don't know. I think that's...
if her foot accidentally hits you.
Right. That's the kind of thing I think the first time you do it, at least the 10th time you do it, someone notices.
I...
1985.
Look, who am I?
I don't know how many
call-
games she goes to.
Yeah,
but
who am I to discount a news story? But I think that if there was a lady,
the director of news on 97.1. That's
if there,
who.
If there was a Cardinal fan that did headstands after every home run, we would know that would be like a thing that we
Is
would
that
know
her
about.
Age?
Yeah, that's her. And Channel 4 literally gave her the title of Cardinals headstand lady.
Yeah, well,
that's her.
Now she's gonna
title.
Be like the rally squirrel. Now they're gonna like make her do headstands.
Well, she apparently she's been doing for 30 years. So, but how do I mean? I feel like that would have been a thing that everybody would know.
How old is she? She didn't look that old. She's been doing it since she was 10.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, I can't see her that well.
I don't know. I don't want to guess a woman's age on the air.
Oh, I'll do it.
What I'm confused by is they're filming her doing it. Like, this is really great
okay,
footage.
That's
they got.
Enough.
Yeah, like, all right, get the cameraman in here. We'll do a quick interview.
Let's
and then you
got
to go. This is a stunt. This is a stunt. They have footage, not cell phone footage, but
fake
like camera
news.
Footage of the entire encounter.
And,
that's
and did they kick her out?
She's outside the stadium
that's what they
in
said.
This video.
Oh,
that's
for
what
the love said. Of God.
And so somehow we got talking about headstands, and maybe Katie said she wouldn't be able to do one, and I said, you'd be able to do one. Headstands are not that hard. And then it was like,
could Katie do them in the past?
Prove it. I don't know. I don't know if she's ever done one, maybe.
Oh. I don't think I've done them since grade school.
I don't think I've done one, and I've done three now, but...
you know what's harder than a headstand, at least in grade school, is the tripod. Remember that?
Well,
that
was what, the tripod
that's
is
what
the
he was doing.
That's
yeah.
You go tripod, and then...
I couldn't hold the tripod.
You can go tripod, and then if yeah. you can get the tripod, all you got to do is lift your legs.
Well, I know that. That's
right.
Kind of like saying,
no, I know, but
you're going to do a backflip.
But you're that's but
you just no. have to put your feet over your head.
Right. But you're right. I'm agreeing with you that the tripod is the base to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to figure out.
Hello, Sue.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you.
Man.
That's the only thing I care about now, just so everyone knows.
I understand.
Yeah.
Everything else is taken off the list. I no longer care. I only care about Sanford and Sue.
Yeah. You should just be that lady at the Cardinals games. Every time they get hit, you'll bow, 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 bow. Just get it going. You're
Is
the new
there,
rally squirrel.
I like it. Is there that woman at the games that I'm
there
just
will
not?
Be.
No.
She was kicked out last
It's time. You. Yeah, we don't even have a headstand lady anymore. We need someone.
If time? That's all I have to do is say, mam, 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 I can handle that.
We'll have you up in the booth. There's a hit to right field.
And then
I'm nervous.
Can yeah. we hear it
She
again?
Does it at every
those,
hit.
Yeah.
One of those, like,
that won't be at all annoying.
Yeah.
It'd be like
oh,
one
great.
Of those crowd Tash. Answer things, like the M-I-Z-Z-O-U. Like,
yeah.
They get a hit or a home run, and then Sue, and then they put Sue on the camera real fast, and she goes, ba-na-na-na, and the whole crowd goes, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh my gosh, that has it. That's not so bad.
No.
Right?
Pretty good idea.
Yeah.
This is what's going on in her head. What's actually happening is she's doing it. Nobody's paying attention at all.
Get her out of
she's
here.
She's been escorted outside. Good
Lord. The lady's humming to herself.
I'm famous for this. That's right.
Man,
that's right.
A really obnoxious impression of Sue Thomas.
Yeah. Do you recognize me? No. Bada, bada. Recognize me now?
It's her.
No.
Anybody who can do that, which is everybody.
No, if they just took the Sue Thomas soundboard and just played it after every play.
It would drive people insane.
That's fantastic.
It would be the best.
I'm eating a trico stick. I would be hated universally.
He's the worst.
Ugh. I think my favorite part of yesterday's bit was she says something like, well, at least we know what that one is. That could be like,
oh yeah.
There's a foul ball.
Just play the bit again. It's the best.
It's great.
It reminds me so much of like, you have such a great voice, Sue. It's like close. Like everything he would say just became
a thing.
You know, Clace. You know, we would just play over and over because it's just the tone of it is so awesome.
Well, I appreciate that. Although I must say that I just think that would drive people completely insane. And I think the greatness of the Sanford and Son theme is not to be overlooked.
No, there's
because you know when you put that behind,
it's not the same word every time. Like somebody hits a double, and then maybe it's like a yes,
yeah, yeah, like a video game. There's a different reaction. Yeah,
just imagine it's the playoffs,
oh, right.
And some guy gets a triple. And he gets a third base, and instead of clapping, 40,000 people go, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would just be the best thing
Somebody
ever.
Gets like a clutch base hit that drives in a run late in a game, and then it's, that's awesome.
I love it.
It's just different words off the soundboard every time.
It's great.
And they got her looking right into the camera on a green screen on the Jumbotron doing it.
And the whole crowd.
Yeah, that works whenever they're like switching pitchers.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. The guy's coming in from the bullpen. The new seventh inning stretch. It just replaces Take Me Out of the Ball Game.
Not a horrible idea.
See, here's the thing. Now your voice is such a thing. That when you just said not a horrible idea, I thought you were playing a soundbite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Now everything you say, I think is coming off the computer.
Yeah. Oh boy!
Like, did you just say? I swear,
that was one.
God, I couldn't tell.
Right yeah, there. That was one right there.
You just did it?
No, that was really
that
her.
That was really
saying
her. Because I can't really see her.
That was me.
I'm eating a Chico stick.
That's bizarre. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Oh boy!
Now she's self-conscious. She's not going to say anything.
La 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 la.
That could have been a bunch.
Yeah, that's one too.
That could have been a bunch.
Just cut all these off, Andrew. Cut all these off.
Talk to us good. So you can just go on vacation and we'll just play the board. Okay. If we need input from you, we'll just hit something. That's Remember good. When I did that for a whole show with Turbrock?
Tom, yep.
Yep.
Laughing. Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep. I did the whole show with him sitting there and not talking, and I just kept hitting the different sounders.
Mm-hmm. Could anybody tell?
No.
Not really? No.
That's funny.
326 DGS. Is Frank Land still out there?
Yes.
Ah, crap.
Well, you said it in that voice, so he won't hear you.
Yeah.
He can't hear me if I don't want to
hear you. No, just whisper.
Yeah, there's
just
some whisper. Weirdness going on with me and Frank.
Oh, yeah?
What's wrong?
Here's the thing. So, every day I'm in here pretty early, and I print a lot of stories off. And Rach has shown me how to just print like 2 out of 38 pages, but I'm dumb and lazy, and I don't care about the planet that much.
You're not dumb.
Well, I'm lazy. And so I just print out the story, and then I have to go out by the printer, which is by Frank, and get like 40 pages of paper. And then I typically throw 38 of them into the recycling bin.
Good for you.
Well, it's under me. And I feel like he judges me. And then today I went out and I did a classic Dave Glover where I stood there. I stood and waited for all 38 pages, let them go into my hand. And I just felt his judgment. But I tried. I didn't say a word. I silently tried to play it off like, oh, good. There's page 36. I needed that one, too. And then I brought him in and just threw him in my trash.
I think you're so probably right. I think he probably was judging.
And he probably should. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most ecologically unfriendly things I do. That's probably a lie, too. I do kill a lot of endangered animals.
Just for fun.
Only the ones in my neighborhood.
You do like to punch animals. It's unfortunate.
He leaves his Jeep running all day in the garage, so it's just the right temperature when he gets into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Then I have Taliban go out and turn the air conditioner way up about 10 minutes before.
I love that apparently every day you have the anxiety of like, I hope Frank doesn't judge me for this. Instead of just taking the 2 seconds to go fix it to not print out 40 pages.
Oh, yeah. No,
you're putting yourself through way more pain.
I don't
pain.
Like the awkwardness, but I'll take it over learning a new skill.
I got news for you.
What?
Frank's judging you.
Is he?
Oh, big time.
Whether or not you're throwing away paper or not, I mean.
Oh, I gotcha.
Just he's.
No matter what I do.
Oh, yeah.
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 He's a judger.
Okay. That makes me feel better somehow.
He's open about it. He's told me he judges me. Just
where did he go?
For printing things.
I think he just went to Kathy Edelman's office.
Weren't we just going to move her in here?
You can't be on my show anymore. You are now just a disembodied voice from a computer. I can see the top of Sue's head, but I can't see her mouth move.
Her voice is a little louder, and
yes,
it stands out.
It stands out.
Like clearer.
So now everything she says sounds like it's coming off the friggin' computer.
I want Sue to be the new Siri.
Oh, good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that is a good one. That's your phone to
I would
Sue.
Love that.
Right.
Do you want this? Well, how do you want your Siri voice to be? Do you want it to be female, male, British, Australian?
Or do you want it to be
Sue Thomas?
Fantastic.
Sue Thomas.
Yeah. Okay, I'll remind you at 2.
Yes.
You forgot again.
And write it 2.
I'm eating a Trico stick.
Not sure what that was reminding me of, but thanks, Sue.
You're welcome.
We were fantastic. Earlier we were talking about snakes and mice and stuff like that. And it just really brought back a funny, at least to me, memory of how things have changed. So if there were ever a bug or anything the least bit dangerous, I would have like Phoebe in the next room or out of the house or, you know, just it'd be 911.
If there was a bug?
Wow. You know, like a spider or something. My dad one time, we're playing outside. Never forget it. My dad had been fishing with a buddy and they pulled up. And they opened up the trunk, and they're like, kids, get over here. And we all go running over, and there is a snapping turtle the size of, like, a beach ball.
Yeah.
And it was snapped onto a broomstick.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, he had one end, and the other guy had the other end, and they pulled it out, and this giant turtle is suspended in the air, and it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And then they dropped it on the ground, and they're like, try to touch it. Yeah. And so we all took turns going up, like, from behind the turtle and trying to hit its head.
Yeah. This, and it's just snapping
this,
at you.
Its head was as big as my fist.
Yeah.
It would have taken your fingers off. They're yeah. like, try to touch it.
That's great.
But that's the difference between 1974 and 2019.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
No one got their fingers snapped off. We all had a great time. Was it the best parenting?
I'm
I don't
sure
know.
Some people did.
I mean, no one that day.
Right.
But it was like a game.
And I always had a hard time discerning between a regular turtle and a snapping turtle as a kid. So it was better to just be overly cautious.
100%. Like, this was a snapping turtle, but any little box turtle you saw was a snapping turtle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You better watch out. You better
Every
be on high
snake
alert.
Was a cobra. You know, you're just right. like, hey, look, I know something about this. That's a black widow.
I wouldn't know a snapping turtle today. What's the difference between
Tony a Tony Schoer.
It snaps.
That's it?
That's it.
You do you can't look at it and tell?
There really into jazz.
One of them you cut open, it's full of fingers.
Oh, Pony Boy, I got
dude.
It.
Dude.
If there's multiple walking towards you, it's...
They're like a gang. It's a gang of snapping turtles.
Oh, no. Those are real snapping turtles.
When you're a jet, you're a jet for life.
We're screwed. They're like the colossal crabs.
About once a month, I get a terrified scream from down in the basement. Dad! Dad, come down here! There's a huge spider in my room. And it'll be the littlest thing you ever saw in your life, but it's just straight panic.
Wow. I'm surprised at Grace.
Oh.
It's not Grace.
She'll put a sock on it or something.
I put a sock on it. It's right under the sock.
Ooh, that's scarier.
What did you think? She would just stare at the spider with disdain until
yes.
it left?
Yeah, until it felt judged.
Yeah.
And it would go try to be a better spider.
No.
Come back later.
No. Every
like, dude, I was just in this basement, and there's this 16-year-old, and I was going to bite her.
Man.
Every
and
bug.
She just judged me.
Every single bug.
I had to leave.
A meltdown.
Ah, no, I changed. I promise.
It's huge.
Man, remember banana spiders? Anyone know what that is?
No.
It's just what we called them. They were black and yellow.
Oh, yeah,
and they were longer. Mm-hmm. We had clotheslines back then and clothesline poles. And running home from, like, Eddie O'Neill's house when it was dusk and running right through one of those webs and just wanting to die. Like,
oh, yeah.
Please, Jesus, stop my heart.
I had a massive spider on a spider web outside of our house the other day. Took a picture of it. It was...
Still got it?
I think so.
Oh, these banana spiders are cool. They're great. The ones outside.
You're ruined for me.
I'm sorry, but me too.
Okay, I'll just stay quiet.
Seriously.
Over here.
Banana spiders.
You're going to either need to sit next to me or leave the show. Because when I can't see your mouth move, it freaks me out. Oh, these banana spiders.
I'll stand up.
Fantastic. Stand on the chair.
I got a new banana.
Do a headstand.
So we can all see your mouth move.
Okay.
I feel bad for the listeners because no one can see your mouth move out there.
Yep, I still have the picture. Man, he was big.
Anyone besides me ever been bitten by a spider?
Nope. I just had a spider bite on my face recently. Remember?
Yeah, but is you weren't glowing? Sure it's a spider bite.
Oh, yeah. I've never witnessed a spider bite.
How did
biting
you know it was a spider? Did you watch it bite you?
No, I went to the doctor.
He had his brown recluse.
Ah, bite. And they said, we know what that is.
Took him 3 days.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a brown recluse bite, obviously, but I've been bitten by spiders before.
You know, I've never been stung by a scorpion. Do we have scorpions here?
You ever gone?
I don't think so.
We could get some.
You ever gone face to face with a leopard?
What's the longest you ever fought with a dog?
You ever seen one of those dudes that's got a horse body?
Anyone ever dated a centaur?
Ever get into a licking contest with a kangaroo?
Why does anyone listen to this show?
I don't know.
It's amazing. I feel like I'm just taking their
fantastic
money.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Are you just not going to show us the picture of the spider?
I got a different one now. Look at that.
Oh, okay.
One.
He knows he's got some premium content.
Yeah, here you go.
Those are seriously long legs.
Yeah, keeping him to himself.
I can't picture what a long spider looks like.
Long-legged spider.
Oh, long-legged, not a long spider.
I'm really surprised your hand's this close to that thing.
I needed to give it some...
yeah, perspective. Christine's hand could have done it. Man, that's big. Yep. Our show has reached a new low.
So what's the biggest spider you've ever seen?
We're literally looking at a spider on Tony's phone that no one else can see.
Yep.
That is radio gold.
Awesome!
I love it.
Now we know what that is.
You left it alone, right?
It's as opposed
you
to?
You don't want to kill it. It's outside.
I killed it.
Oh
you got to kill it.
Good for
you.
I bet it was a really satisifying crunch.
Damn, it's like arachnophobia. Right.
If you don't kill it, you know it's just out there.
I bet
it's catching the bugs and making your life better.
Ooh,
well, that's fine if you can convince yourself that it's doing those things, but...
But it is. You don't have to convince yourself.
I'm not even sure of that, though. That seems like something someone just said.
The spider lobby made that up.
Yeah,
I believe that. I
let's just put it out there that we kill other bugs.
If it was on the tree or something outside,
which it appeared to be.
Yeah.
Well, the first one was. I didn't kill the first one.
Okay.
The first one that was an older.
It could
picture.
Not have more clearly have been on a
no,
tree.
No, the second one that was on my house.
Okay.
That's the one I killed. I feel
unless
like
you live in the Keebler Elves.
Once
house,
you're on the house,
that was on a tree.
Once you're on the house, you've gone too far. If you're
it's
outside,
too close.
Yeah,
I get it.
Right.
You're casing the joint at that point.
Yeah.
Making plans to get inside.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I don't know why I'm in this weird mood.
You're not even looking at your notebook.
I know. I just feel like it's a lost cause.
I've got a bunch of stuff, but it's all serious, and I don't know if I can follow the spider thing.
I mean, I guess we could take a break.
That's probably, I don't see why we should do that.
That's probably the best idea.
All right, let's just do that. Welcome back, guys. DGS 345. It's a weird day. Just a weird day. We're going to get to a whole bunch of stuff. It's Paranormal Wednesday. I have a great guest on today who I heard on Astonishing Legends, who is one of the most intelligent speakers about paranormal stuff I've ever heard. That's at 5 p.m. Headlines coming up at the top. I know we're going to definitely talk some Trump here and the Chosen One and King of Israel. Do you want to, are you in the mood? You going to kind of lay this out? I got dumb stuff.
Oh, do I have to do the entire timeline?
No,
not
at all.
Kind of fuzzy on
it. No, not at all. You just, like, you were expressing some opinions today, and I'm like, yeah, let's do that.
Well,
you don't gotta.
No, I'm fine. Just the whole, like, Donald Trump saying that any Jew that votes Democrat is disloyal and all this stuff. I just wonder how that's really any different than people who criticize women for voting for Trump. They must hate themselves. They must be women haters. You know, internalized misogyny, black people that vote for Trump must be Uncle Tom's. Like, he's literally turning around and doing that to Jews on the other side. And yet everyone gets so up in arms when people say, like, oh, if you're a woman, how could you ever vote for Trump? I just find that really interesting that I guess it's just a valid way to attack people now is even if it's not your identity, you can call their identity into question and be like, eh. You don't even support your own people.
So
that just feels like a low blow anytime anybody does
it. So whether you're on the left or the right, anytime you say, if you're a fill in the blank and you don't vote for fill in the blank, you're not a real fill in the blank.
Yeah,
that just should be a no go.
You're not allowing independent thought and you're playing into identity politics.
It's an interesting thought.
Tough to argue. It's a good point.
And if it's someone who's doing it in a way you agree with, I still think Grace makes a valid point that anytime you do that, you're on really thin ice.
Well, and who are you to tell a Jewish person whether or not they're loyal or whether or not they support their people? Who are you to tell a black person, a woman, a white guy? We're not all divided into teams like that. And I just feel like that's such damaging language, whoever's doing it.
Unless you're the chosen one and king of Israel.
Well, that's a different thing, yeah.
Then you get to do it. Do you have that sound?
This isn't my trade war. This is a trade war that should have taken place a long time ago by a lot of other presidents. I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it. So I'm taking on China.
I don't know what we're going to do. Whether he's gone in a year or five, I don't know what we're going to do.
You mean as radio hosts?
As humans. Like when this guy's gone, when on a daily basis he doesn't do something like look at the sky, hold out his hands and say, I'm the chosen one.
Yeah, that's what's lost what on the do? Audio is that when you watch the video, he does. He holds his hands out like he's looking to the sky, like he's looking to heaven. And he says, I am the chosen one.
Yeah, but you don't think that when I watch the video, the context to me is that he's...
Oh, I get it.
He's hamming it up.
No, I get it. And here's the thing.
It's still an insane thing to say, whether or not you're joking or it's tongue-in-cheek. That's crazy.
I don't know.
That's not normal.
I feel like if Barack Obama would have done something like that, people would have been like, woo,
oh, yeah. Dude, are you kidding me? People would have lost their minds. They would have been like, this guy's the Antichrist. Are you kidding me? Oh, Obama's going to take over and be dictator of the United States until the end of time. People used to call this station and say that. It was a legitimate fear that people had.
I agree with both of you. I totally get what he was doing. He was saying, I didn't want to do this, but, you know, it's down to me. But he did raise his hands to this guy and say, I'm the chosen one. And I do agree that if Obama had done it, at least people on the right would have been like, there it is. He said it.
What if Obama... anybody that would have said that, I would have called ridiculous. Just like anybody who thinks that that was a real thing, that he thought he was calling himself the chosen one, is ridiculous.
I wonder if President Obama would have quoted a radio host calling him the king of Israel, how people would have reacted to that. Since we love the flip test so much on this show, just, man, everything that happens, it just gets crazier and crazier. To me, it makes me nervous for someone to be like, oh, yeah, I'm the king of Israel. That's really weird. That's getting into some territory that gets really complicated and messy really
quickly. Since I'm not on Twitter and I don't understand the rules about what the difference between tweeting and retweeting and when you're... Okay, walk it through to me how this one happened. I know I saw...
I have it pulled up right here.
Okay, go ahead.
So Donald Trump typed this out and tweeted this. Thank you to Wayne Allen Root for the very nice words. And then the quote. President Trump is the greatest president for Jews and for Israel in the history of the world. Not just America. Best president for Israel in the history of the world. The Jewish people in Israel love him like he's the king of Israel. They love him like he is the second coming of God. And then later in the day, he says, I'm the chosen one.
Okay, so... I wouldn't have done that. Call me sensitive, but I would not, I don't understand retweeting, but I would not have retweeted someone saying that he's like the king of Israel or the second coming if I were a leader. I would stay away from that. Knowing that the Jews take the king of Israel very seriously and the second coming, I just wouldn't requote that.
Here.
This is the greatest president for Jews and for Israel in the history of the world, not just America. Trump's the best president for Israel in the history of the world. And the Jewish people love him like he is the king of Israel. They love him like he is the second coming of God. And in America, American Jews don't like him. They don't even know what they're doing or saying anymore. It makes no sense. But that's okay. He keeps doing what he's doing. He's good for all of us. Good for Jews, good for blacks, good for gays.
Once again, I can... walk and chew gum at the same time. I get what that guy's saying. And I don't disagree. I think Trump has been great for Israel, great for Jews, but I think it's a little more nuanced that when you have the decision to either quote a guy who says you're like the king of Israel or not quote him, I'd probably go with not quoting him.
He just quotes anybody who praises him.
100%. Absolutely. No. I've always said that. I've always said he's the simplest guy. He's a very complex guy, and yet he's very simple. If you like him, he likes you. And if you don't like him, he will destroy you.
Well, now he's mad at Denmark because they didn't reject his offer by Greenland politely enough, which I was joking about this before the show. He goes and he's talking in front of his helicopter. And he's like, they didn't have to say it like that. They could have just said, we're not interested, but they don't have to call it ridiculous. And I was like, yeah, man, you would never talk to another person like that. You would never be so rude, would you, Trump? Just crazy.
I don't know. Rachel's got it today.
Well, I'm tired. Look, you can like Trump. I don't care. I'm just tired of the willful ignorance and being like, no, everything he does is great. No, it's not. He can be a giant baby. And today he was a giant baby. And he said a bunch of dumb things. And we have to be able to call that out. If we can't, then what are we doing here? Why even use your brain and try to think? If you're just going to always fall into the same category, then what's the point?
I agree. And we can disagree with what he or someone else does wrong. You can say, I can't believe that Nancy Pelosi friggin' did this. And you can say, I thought it was the best thing that she's done. What I don't think is valid is whether it's Barack Obama or Donald Trump or Rush Limbaugh or Dave Glover to have anyone of any sort of stature that you never, ever disagree with. Agreed. And you never think that they've ever made a mistake or a misstep.
Yeah,
that's what's frightening to me.
I think him saying the thing about disloyal, I think that was a dumb thing to say. I totally agree with the statement about Greenland, how he's like, well, they said it nasty.
Yeah.
Give me a freaking break. But I think that the chosen one thing is just like, now we're just trying to get everything, like kind of like the Mars thing. Like anything we can find, we're going to try to pick on him.
No, I mean, I'm definitely playing into exactly what he tries to do when he says things like that. Like he knows he's riling people up. I just, as someone who was raised Christian and has a lot of respect for Israel and the Jewish people, it makes me bristle when I see here. And here's the way the news media works. When I woke up to this on Twitter, the thing that was trending was King of the Jews. People are claiming that he said that he was King of the Jews, which he did not.
No.
But I still think it's extremely disturbing to call yourself or to align yourself with a quote saying you're the King of Israel and you're the second coming of God.
Comment on it?
He said, thank you for the kind words, and then he typed out the comment himself.
Yeah, he just
so he didn't even retweet it. He quoted a radio host.
He wasn't comparing himself to Jesus, though. It would be the same as if Romania loved him and somebody said, man, he's the king over there. He's the king of Romania.
And he was like,
And
the second coming of God in Romania. And then later in the day, I'm going to call myself the chosen one.
Yeah, he should have just written thanks for the nice words and stop.
Plus, the king of Romania is Dracula.
Duh.
So,
yeah.
My apologies.
Yeah, that's a bad example.
Transylvania.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.